אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. חן אמיר, a security guard, was critically injured in a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv last night. He succumbed to his injuries in hospital a couple of hours after being shot. The terrorist, Kamel Abu Bakr, 22, a resident of Romania, had been hiding in the Jenin refugee camp for the past 6 months. He did not have an entry permit to Israel due to his affiliation with Islamic Jihad, and the Shin Bet is investigating how he entered the country. A pair of security guards confronted him acting suspiciously in the Nachlaat Binyamin, a popular restaurant area. The suspect initially refused to answer their calls, and as the pair got off their motorcycles, he pulled out a handgun and opened fire. The terrorist was critically wounded and died later in hospital. He was carrying a martyrdom letter. The security guards were hailed by Prime Minister Netanyahu for potentially preventing a larger attack. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant similarly praised the officers for their brave activity and sent prayers to the wounded guard before he died. On Friday night, 19-year-old Kusai Jamal Matan was fatally shot in the neck in the West Bank town of Buka, close to Ramallah. Matan was shot when clashes broke out after settlers from the illegal West Bank outpost of Migron attacked the village, leading residents to confront them. Two settlers were arrested and another five were detained over their suspected involvement in the killing. The Prime Minister, who allegedly opened fire, was hospitalized after he was injured in clashes. The second arrested individual formerly worked as an aide for lawmaker from the far-right Otzma Yehudi party. The Office of Palestinian Prime Minister, Mohammed Shtayyeh, demanded that the perpetrators not be allowed to escape punishment. Opposition leader Yair Lapid said in a statement that the hilltop youth are turning Judea and Samaria into a battleground between the terror of Jewish terrorists and the terror of Arab terrorists. He said Netanyahu should severely condemn the violence that harms national security, the IDF, and the settlements. Bar Khalaf, 33, a veteran of the IDF, set himself on fire on Tuesday after his application to be recognized as suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder was denied. He died on Thursday. The High Court of Justice on Thursday held an unprecedented hearing about an amendment to Israel's quasi-constitutional basic laws. The court's three most senior judges presided over the five-hour hearing in a case which, for the first time ever, the Attorney General has joined petitioners in asking for a basic law to be cancelled. Justice Uzi Volgerman insisted that the High Court is fully within its authority to exercise judicial review over Israel's quasi-constitutional basic laws, including the coalition's recusal law, which amends basic law, the government. The legislation enacted earlier this year is designed at keeping Netanyahu in office despite breaching a conflict of interest agreement which involved his participation in the government's judicial restructuring plan, a proposal which could potentially favor him in his ongoing corruption trial. Critics argue that the law, which requires 90 Knesset members to sanction a prime minister's recusal, suggests it could lead to absurd scenarios. For example, a situation where a prime minister evidently needs to be relieved of his duties due to medical reasons, yet the Knesset lacks the authority to approve such a move. Supreme Court President Esther Hayut observed that the fingerprints of a plan designed to prevent Benjamin Netanyahu from being ordered to recuse himself were very clear. While her fellow panel member, Justice Volgerman, said simply, the fact is the law is personal. Were the court to void the law, it would mark the first time the High Court has struck down an amendment to a basic law. In a unanimous decision by a 9-judge panel, the High Court of Justice ruled last Sunday night that a law passed by the coalition earlier this month should enter into effect only after the upcoming municipal elections. The ruling prevents the acting mayor of Tiberias, Boaz Yosef, an ally of Shas leader Aryeh Deri, for whom it is widely believed the legislation was passed, from continuing to run for office. The law voided the previous one-term cooling-off period for acting mayors who wished to run for the elected position of mayor, requiring just a 90-day wait instead. Former top security officials on Friday held an emergency conference with the Movement for Quality Government in Israel. Attended by personnel from Mossad, Shin Bet, police and the IDF, including major generals, brigadier generals and senior commanders. Participants discussed action plans to defend the Supreme Court, the IDF, and the police in crisis situations within the Israeli state, particularly if the Supreme Court annuls government decisions which could result in an unprecedented constitutional crisis. Arthur Dunchik, whose fortune is estimated at $7.5 billion and is considered the main financial supporter of the Kohelet Policy Reform, a think tank that has spearheaded much of the effort behind the coalition's judicial overhaul, announced on Friday that he will stop funding the institute. His statement said, "When a society becomes dangerously fragmented, people must come together to preserve democracy. I stopped donating to think tanks in Israel, including the Kohelet Policy Forum. I believe that what is most critical at this time is for Israel to focus on healing and national unity." On Thursday, Citibank lowered its forecast for Israel's economy in 2023 and 2024. Their statement said the recent turmoil surrounding judicial reform in Israel has raised questions about its impact on the economy. While there may be short-term effects on growth due to disruption in economic activity, the more significant impact is likely to be on Israel's potential growth in the immediate term. Beyond the judicial overhaul, the report spoke about other governmental decisions, including large budget allocations to the ultra-Orthodox community that does not contribute to the economy. In an interview on Tuesday, Likud MK Avichai Bo'aron said that for Major General Yehuda Fox, the head of the Central Command of the IDF, allowing movement rights for Palestinians is more important than hermetically protecting Israelis. IDF chief Herzi Halevi denounced Bo'aron, saying he forcefully condemned the remark and called Fox an ethical and excellent commander. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, a fellow member of Likud, also expressed support for Fox, who he said dedicates his life to defending Israel. "I strongly denounce the baseless attacks on him by irresponsible political figures." The chief of Tel Aviv's police Yassam Special Patrol Unit, Yair Hanuna, and four other officers were questioned by the Justice Ministry's Police Internal Investigations Department on Wednesday over allegations they used excessive force against protesters opposed to the government's judicial overhaul. Hanuna has been seen in widely circulated images, apparently punching protester Amitai Aboudi after the 18-year-old had already been handcuffed on July 24th, and other incidents. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir accused the Justice Ministry Department investigating the alleged violence of trying to restrict riot control units and vowed to give his full backing to the officers. The State Attorney's Office in a statement rejected the suggestion that the PIAD was anything but objective in its work and condemned what it called Ben-Gvir's efforts to besmirch its activity. Economy Minister Nir Barakat of Likud was heckled by several protesters against the government's judicial overhaul while dining at a restaurant in Tel Aviv yesterday. Demonstrators chanted, "Nir Barakat is trampling Shabbat," mocking him for dining at a non-kosher establishment on Shabbat while being part of a coalition with religious factions. Protests of hundreds of thousands gathered around the country last night for the 31st week of demonstrations against the government's judicial overhaul. Organizers decided not to play music at the rallies or to block roads after the shooting of Chen Amir, who died during the protests, and so as not to complicate access for the security forces and emergency services. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.